What advice can you give to someone who has just suffered an injury and is trying to find out if they can make a claim? Great question. First thing you do is make sure you get your medical care and take care of yourself physically and health-wise. Secondly, make sure that you can gather any evidence you can to support your claim. If you're in a car wreck, take a picture of your car, of their car, of the person who rear-ended you, their driver license, skid marks on the road. Take a little video. If lights are cycling and you went through an intersection and they're gonna say later that they had a green arrow, show that they could not have had a green arrow. When you went through the green light, they had a caution, they had a yield light. I've had many cases with many great pictures at the scene. If your car gets entangled and gets underneath a semi because a semi came into your lane, and you know, take that picture after you're out of the car. Show how bad that was. Show how scary it is to be sucked under or be hit by a 70,000-pound tractor trailer. The story that is told, if you're in Walmart or if you're at a store and there's wet floor, take a picture of that because it'll show that there's no wet floor sign, and then you'll have evidence of that. Everybody's got their phones. Take a picture of a medical record. You don't know. I'm saying you secretly record audio on people. I don't know if that, most of the time that backfires. Most of the time that's not worth it. But these pictures that people take at the scenes, whether it's a slip and fall or car wreck or something in medical record or something, like, because you don't want that to disappear later. That can be really good. Or we also have fall cases in medical context or nursing home cases. Your mom has a decubitus ulcer. Your mom has frequent, you know, urination, and they won't clean or whatnot. That's not good. You could take pictures of that, document that. A picture's worth a thousand words. And then what the person who's just injured is going to run up. So get the evidence. Take care of your health. Get the evidence you need. Third is, if you're talking to the defendant about resolving the case, whether that's the insurance company in a car or truck case or motorcycle case, whether it's the store owner or, you know, Walmart's, you know, case manager or their claim representative or the insurance company for whoever, or if you're talking to doctors or people, you know, don't succumb or don't, you want to listen to them, but do it through the filter, do it through your bullshit filter of making sure that they're not lying to you. So we run into this all the time where claim representatives will tell people, you can only recover for 6 weeks of a chiropractor or PT after an accident. You cannot get wage loss damages because you got paid for more. These are all things that are untrue. They're false. They're telling you that this to get you to settle low. Oh, you know what? A lawyer's just going to take a bunch of money from you and you're not going to add value. That's not true. We don't take a case unless we're adding value to it. Oh, you know what? You were partially at fault, so we're going to discount this by 50% because you should have been looking at the floor and seeing the clear liquid that you couldn't see when they have all their signs and they're showing, hey, buy me this, and they didn't monitor the water coming out from the ice machine that they've known for years has been there, or the you were going through a green light and someone turned in and hit you in the side and they say, you should have yielded. No, they should have yielded. But, you know, or they will say, you know, there's only so much of insurance here. You can only recover this much. You can only get med pay. We're not going to pay you anything more. Well, you know what? We've had a million cases like that. And they do pay us more because they should be paying you all the compensation to which you are entitled, not 50%. So, or you need to do this quick. Or, you know, I can only pay you your medical plus $1,000. That's all you're ever going to get. Well, you know, that's not true. This is not true. They're going to tell you all kinds of things, and they're going to hound you. I can get you a check tomorrow. When do you need it? Da, 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 da. Don't do that. You need to get fully compensated. This is the only chance you'll ever have to recover in this case is this injury case. And look, if you only go to one ER visit, you're not that injured. I cannot add value to that case. So you can go ahead and settle. But if you're seriously injured, have you know, more than a couple doctor's visits and you have have an injury, a lawyer like me can add value to your case. So call, then the next step is the last thing, and I know it's just call a lawyer. Is this question is set up for call a lawyer? Just call me. No, but Then you call a lawyer. We'll answer your question for free. We'll tell you whether or not we can add value to your case, whether or not it's worth it for you to hire us or not. There's a lot of lawyers out there with a lot of information, and we do too. But lawyers, me, and a lot of other lawyers, we'll answer your